two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy. 97 degrees, KSL's top story. Today, Utah reported its highest COVID case count since mid-February. 873 cases. And University of Utah Healthcare says they're seeing the higher cases impact their hospital. So they're pushing off some elective surgeries to make room for an influx of COVID patients. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt begins our team coverage.
The number of beds in University of Utah healthcare hospitals is dwindling, not only because of the surge in COVID-19 cases, but also because of the hundreds of vacant healthcare jobs across the state.
But if there is not a bed for you and a doctor and a nurse, we cannot do a surgery that is safely postponed.
Associate Chief Medical Officer for Inpatient Services, Dr. Kenzie Graves, says that's why they're postponing some elective surgeries to make room for more COVID patients. And she says nearly all of them are unvaccinated.
We have half of our state vaccinated against COVID-19. However, there are people living life like the pandemic is over.
Dr. Graves says the rates of positivity and hospitalization right now are higher than the same period last year. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And with cases climbing, more doctors are asking about a return to masks. Continuing our team coverage, here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Doctors with Intermountain Healthcare say with infection rates so high, we're in the position where we do have to face the possibility that social restrictions in different venues might be necessary. And they say masks were the very tool that allowed schools to stay open in Utah. And they also say people should not depend on natural immunization that happens when you recover from the virus, since that kind of immunity does not cover the variants as well as the vaccines do.
Doctors say vaccines are the only real option that would bring infection rates back down. A Roy teenager is in the hospital after being accidentally shot while playing with a gun. Roy police say two 16-year-olds were playing with the guns. One of them went off. One of the teens was hit in the stomach, and he's been taken to the hospital. New COVID testing protocols are in place at the White House. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the changes are the result of several breakthrough infections that were previously not reported to the press. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president hasn't been affected.
At no point has the president been required to change his behavior or self-quarantine due to a close contact.
The COVID cases were discovered after a fully vaccinated aide to Speaker Nancy Pelosi tested positive for the virus earlier this week. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is now saying Republicans will not take part in the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. But Congresswoman Liz Cheney says the select committee is the only option Congress has after Republicans blocked an independent commission.
We must have this select committee investigation. This is our only option left, and people must be willing to put their oath to the Constitution above partisan politics and above party.
Cheney, who is a Republican, says she will take part in the investigation. The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on how to help farm and agriculture workers who often work long hours in dangerous conditions for little pay. Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin says the agriculture industry is important and that workers need better protections.
Every step of the food production process, from the moment a crop is planted to the moment our grocery bags are handed to us, there's an immigrant worker who plays a critical role in feeding our families.
Government data shows the majority of farm workers are undocumented. Some Democratic lawmakers want to reform the immigration system to offer amnesty to those workers. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A judge says survivors and families of victims at the Miami condo collapse should get $150 million in compensation. ABC's Madeline Wright reports from Miami-Dade County.
Several condo owners stood before the judge this morning to convince him to let developers Tower South because they want to keep living there. Condo owners, however, are divided on what to do with the land, which is worth an estimated $100 million. Some want a memorial on the site to honor the victims.
The money would come from insurance and the sale of the land beneath the crumbling buildings. KSL News Time 6:04, developing news. We're learning that police in Utah County are investigating the death of a 9-year-old boy as a hot car death. Police tell us the boy had been inside the car for 2 hours before somebody found him in a car parked at a business complex in American Fork. That business provides services for people with developmental disabilities. He was transported there and somehow, sadly, got left behind in the car. KSL News Time 6:05. The U.S. women's soccer team lost early today. Their long-running 44-game win streak snapped by Sweden to start the Olympic Games in Tokyo. I mean, this was a shocker. The U.S. team is ranked number one in the world. Sweden's goalkeeper says the win was encouraging, but it's just the beginning of the Olympic tournament. KSL News Time 6:05.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.